أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى. صدق الله العظيم. Yesterday we discussed والضحى, a qasam, an oath that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes by the morning light. We discussed the two different victories that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted the two Nabis of Allah, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, which was obviously before the revelation of this ayat, and the Fatih Makkah, the conquest of Makkah that Allah ta'ala had granted our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that was after the revelation of this ayat by way of a promise. Second qasam Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى, and qasam of the night when it enshrouds, when the darkness of the night begins to enshroud and the entire night becomes totally dark. Which night is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking about? Again, the one night that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted Hazrat Musa alayhi salat wa salam that great honor of having spoken to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at Mount Tur, when Musa alayhi salat wa salam was on his way from Madian going towards Misr, towards Egypt. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him that great honor of speech and kalam, and that is why he is known as the Kalimullah, the one who spoke to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obviously that incident was before the revelation of this ayat, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also makes reference that, oh my Mustafa Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you standing there in the Baytullah, you are holding the khilaf of the Baytullah, the cloth of the Baytullah, and there you are crying upon me, but the time will also come when I will bring you on this great journey of the Mi'raj, and that will also be at night, and then you will have the opportunity of having this great dialogue with me. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam of the past of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam's honor, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this very brief ayah, وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى, is making this very great promise to our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by making reference to it. There are those ulama that have also stated that وَالضُحَى doesn't necessarily mean the time of the morning, and وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى doesn't necessarily mean the night, but here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making reference to our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself. In that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making reference to the beautiful face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that glowed and shone. Like Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha used to say that when the women of Egypt, when they had seen the face of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salat wa salam, they cut their hands. Had they seen the face of my Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they would have pierced their hearts. So glowing was the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Secondly, وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى, the darkness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks here is the zulfa and the hair of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows not only is the seerah, not only is the internal of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam purified and loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but even the surah, even the outward form of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah was loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After these two qasams, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا وَدَّعَكَ رَبُّكَ وَمَا قَلَى, that your Lord has neither forsaken you nor has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abandoned you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes reference here. Yesterday we spoke about the reasons of revelation, and amongst the reasons of revelation, one was that the wahi had stopped and it didn't come down upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam for a period of time that created distress in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now subsequent to that, the kuffar of Makkah began to taunt and they began to abuse Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Amongst them, the names that come, one is the name of Umm Jamil. Umm Jamil was the wife of Abu Lahab. Besides the fact that he had tormented Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam Islam in various ways. His wife also was an arch enemy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So she began to say, "Wa na'udhu billah." Now the shaitan of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has left him. Wa na'udhu billah. Who is that shaitan? She's referring to Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. So no new ayats are coming. So she believed it was shaitan that was in actual fact coaxing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he was reading these beautiful words of the Quran Kareem. Now nothing is being read. And this also gives us a very great idea of how they kept themselves abreast with the new happenings in Islam, with the new revelations of the Quran Kareem, that they also knew that there was no new revelation coming. And yesterday we spoke about the emotional, the spiritual difficulties that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had gone through, difficulty in so far as his spirituality, and this was an added difficulty by way of emotion that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was going through. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reassures Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, ma wadda'aka rabbuka wa ma qala. Your Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has neither forsaken you nor has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abandoned you. All this is not to create distress, but my Nabi, this is in actual fact the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah Rabbul Izzat gives Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam another reassurance. Walal akhiratu khayrun laka min al-ula. O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the latter period, the last period, will be better than the first period. What is this latter period? There are two references here. One is the latter period of your life, that here you are in Makkah Mukarramah, your sahaba are being persecuted, you are going through difficulties, these are the kinds of things that are being said to you, thorns are being thrown in your path, and people are putting the intestines of the camel on your back when you make sajda. All these difficulties that you are going through is very short-lived. وَلَا الْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَى. The latter part of your life, you will see it very, very differently, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant you victory in many ways. And when we look at the last surah of the Quran Kareem to be revealed, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam that assurance that you with your own eyes will see people accept the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in huge and large numbers. And it comes in one narration that on one particular day, 700 people came to Medina Munawwara from Yemen, from as far off as Yemen. They will come into the streets of Medina Munawwara. Some are saying the takbir, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Some are saying the shahada, ashadu an la ilaha illallah. And they come and they accept iman and Islam at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, walal akhiratu khayrun laka min al-ula, that last part and the latter part of your life will be much, much better than this, in that you will see the fruits of your effort. And one interpretation also, akhirat refers to the hereafter. That this world is a world of toiling. In this world is a world of striving. But obviously, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala notices everything. Nothing goes unnoticed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will most appropriately reward you in the hereafter. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq and the ability. Friends, now when we read or when we hear this part of the surah, at least we will have some idea of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is communicating with us. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.